I don't really pray, but if you could just help me out here, I promise. 105. Oh my God. Okay. Run a bath. Call the doctor. Just run a bath. Get her into the bath. Dr. Carter, 655. Oh, you won't be there. Thermometer, what is it? Thermometer, mercury. How does it even work? Maybe I can page him.
Susan. Mommy needs you to get up now.
I know.
Hang on.
It just feels cold because you're so hot.
Susan, stay with me. Susan.
Has she been disoriented, confused?
She said that she saw a man in her bedroom. Are you cold?
Okay, swing it. Wide now.
Are you sure?
Let's give her a little soothe.
Yes, sir.
Are you God?
No. My name is Seth.
Where are we going?
Home.
Can Mommy come?
No.
She won't understand.
She will. Someday. What did you like best?
Thomas.
Definitely knew what she liked.
Pajamas?
Flannel, with feet.
Pajamas? Excellent choice. What else?
In the elevator of the Bradbury building, a man touched a woman's bare skin by accident. But it made her turn and look at him in such a way.
And they...
Yes.
It was a good day.
Do you ever wonder what that would be like? Touch?
No.
Yes, you do.
Occasionally, yes. Touch.
A week.
Blue eyes. He's never gonna leave her.
20 minutes. Everything in this damn city is 20 minutes. It's never 20 minutes.
Daughter.
$20,000 at 21%. Pay it off with another card at 14%.
Oh, shit.
Federal 595, heavy, slow immediately to match preceding aircraft. Over.
Jesus, wake up, wake up.
The little girl asked me if she could be an angel.
They all want wings.
I never know what to say.
Tell them the truth. Angels aren't human. We were never human.
What if I just make her a little pair of wings out of paper?
Tell her the truth.
I told her.
And? How does she take it?
She said, what good would wings be if you couldn't feel the wind on your face?
A 50-year-old male had a huge anterior wall MI this morning, collapsed while jogging. Paramedics resuscitated him, but his EKG is pretty ugly. He's hypotensive.
This diagonal looks tight, too. Who cast him?
Rosenberg.
Right in.
Patient wants to meet you.
Out of it.
The doctor's here. We're just gonna cool to 32 today.
Okay.
Sucker. Jimmy.
Started walking. 3 unassisted steps.
Did it on video?
It wasn't even there.
Oh. Failed as a father already. How does that feel? Retrograde on. Come down to half flow. Give me a little volume.
Coming down to half flow. Here comes your volume.
Ready to come off?
Ready.
Okay, let's come off.
Okay, we're coming down. We're clamped and off bypass.
What are you missing?
Sponge.
Bummer.
Got it.
You, everybody. Presbyterians are there too. Watch his rhythm, it's gonna be irritable.
Getting good, huh?
Yeah, she's getting that attitude too.
Getting an attitude.
Oh shit.
Vita!
Christ.
Paddles, kill the music. Get her back in here.
Give 100 light.
Charging two.
Charging 200.
Go, 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 go.
Dr. Wright.
200.
Ready. Clear. Ready.
Clear.
AFib, no pressure.
Have you given lidocaine?
100's going in.
Start them again. Paddles at 300.
300.
Clear.
Still nothing.
Start compression. Kill the alarm. Hold up. Not working. Gotta open them. How long to go back on?
It'll take me 10 minutes to set up.
Come on. Nothing.
Nice. Internal paddle. Charge 20.
Ready.
20. Hit it.
Nada.
Go to 30. 30. Hit it.
No response.
Wow, I gotta get back on bypass here.
Almost there. Give me 7 more minutes.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
I'll do this.
Come
on.
He's going.
He's not going anywhere. Tom?
Sorry.
I operated on your husband.
How is he?
He didn't survive.
What?
We were able to restore blood flow to the heart with the operation, but he developed a lethal arrhythmia and we were unable to resuscitate him.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't understand. A what?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. What did you say? What? Oh my God.
On my table. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What happened? What happened? The graft occluded what? It was the textbook. I'm so sorry. The room got so big. I was so small. How did I get so small? I should have gone back on. I should have massaged longer. I should have gone back on. I should have massaged longer. I lost it. I lost it.
Have you ever been seen, Cassiel?
You're looking at me.
No, not by me. And not by the dying or the delirious. Have you ever been seen like you were a man?
In a diner once, a blind woman turned to me all of a sudden and asked me to pass her the mustard.
But she was blind.
Ah, but she knew I was there.
That doctor in the operating room, she looked right at me.
She didn't see you, Seth. She can't see you. No one can see you unless you want them to.
And if I want her to?
What do you want her to?
To help her.
Open it! Open it now! Everybody down! Get down! Do it! Do it!
Oh, shit. Just give him the money. Give him the money.
Did I leave the lights on? The lights on.
Where's the rat?
I should have gone to Rouse.
Do it!
Relax. I'm doing it, okay? I never saw the Grand Canyon.
Come on!
I never see my grandkids again. What am I doing? Just be cool. Be cool. Be cool, man. Yeah. Be cool. Holy shit.
They don't need to see us.
Was looking for you. Maggie.
What's going on? I have a mitral valve to do.
They canceled it.
Who canceled it?
Sheffield.
Why are you telling me?
He was busy.
He was chicken shit.
Maggie, you're sick.
I'm not sick.
You're
I'm
sick and you
sick,
can't
and
operate.
Can...
They rescheduled it for Monday. It's an elective valve. It's no big deal.
It is unprofessional and it embarrasses me in front of my staff.
I saw the chart on Valford.
What?
I'm on the committee, Maggie. It's on review. It wasn't your fault.
I know.
Then what's the problem?
Fight for people's lives in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you ever wonder who it is we're fighting with? So I'm crazy and I'm chemically imbalanced.
You're tired. You have moments. Why didn't you call me?
Because I never sleep when you stay over.
You never sleep whether I stay over or not. You're good. You know it. Come back here Monday and get back on the horse.
Doctor?
I'll see you.
Probably cannot be said. All that we say is the far-off remembering of the past.
Not knowing how to react to this confinement, she begins to pull away from the awareness she had once exposed through her recognition of external realities.
Commencing search.
What happened to the cards? You could touch the cards.
She's been looking at me for the last half hour. Maybe if I just hang here.
It's a delicious evening when the whole body is one sense and imbibes the delight.
What if I screamed? What if I just screamed right now?
When a woman decides to sleep with a man, I had three chairs.
You knew there would always be a spring, as you knew the river would flow again after it was frozen. When the cold rains kept on and killed the spring, it was as though a young person had died for no reason.
It is as if loneliness were a hard and absolute condition of existence. The envelope of flesh and blood on which our minds are fixed melts before the outstretched hand. And there remains only the capricious, broken soul of the spirit. And I can fall, the hand can grasp.
All right, they have rescheduled the operation for Monday.
What happened yesterday?
They had an intramural golf tournament. I don't know. Who knows for these people?
Good morning, Mr. Messinger.
The G is soft, like messenger.
What is that on your lip?
What? Am I slobbering here?
Where did you get that?
Why, am I a prisoner?
You want to get well or you want Ben and Jerry's?
This operation is a big deal, Mr. Messinger. If you're going to continue to eat in this manner, you might as well skip it. Save yourself the 30 grand.
Well, Doc, if you'd have performed the operation yesterday the way you were supposed to, I'd be sucking carrots through a straw in my arm. What the hell happened?
Circumstances were not optimal for the procedure.
Hey, I ain't the procedure. My name is Nathan Messinger, and I'm sitting right here.
Hi, Ann.
What are you doing here?
I was on my way up to X-ray, and I thought I'd stop in and just hide.
From what?
I should have gone into pediatrics.
Oh, no. Every guy you meet is either married or a gyno. Never date a man who knows more about your vagina than you do. Oh, poor little guy. Yeah, okay. He never stops crying.
What's wrong with him?
No insurance. Yeah. Found him in a dumpster behind the house of pies. We've worked him up the wazoo for everything, from drug exposure to diabetes. We got nothing.
May I?
Sure. Yeah.
Did you notice him?
Hear a murmur?
With the shot.
Yeah. Okay, baby, yes. So, what are you hiding from?
I'm my patient's wife. She wants me to tell her that her husband is going to be okay, that I have every confidence, and I don't. And after all this time and after all this work, I suddenly have this feeling that none of this is in my hands, nothing. And if it isn't, what do I do with that? Excuse me. Are you a visitor?
Yes.
Well, visiting hours have been over since 8.
Why do they have that?
What?
Hours. Doesn't it help the patient to be visited?
Well, who are you visiting, Mr. Messenger?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need a visitor.
You're not ill?
No. I'm one of the doctors here.
Are you in despair?
I lost a patient.
You did everything you could?
I was holding his heart in my hand when he died.
He wasn't alone.
Yes, he was.
People die.
Not on my table.
People die when their bodies give out.
It's my job to keep their bodies from giving out, or what am I doing here?
It wasn't your fault, Maggie.
I wanted him to live.
He is living. Just not the way you think.
I don't believe in that.
Some things are true whether you believe in them or not.
How did you know my name? What's yours?
Seth.
Seth. You better get out of here, Seth. Security's gonna think you're a psych patient.
Thank you.
Where are we?
Down a leader.
Section.
I am stuck on Bandit Ground, cause Bandit's stuck on me. I am stuck on Bandit Ground, cause Bandit's stuck on me. No dying now, Mr. Messenger. Not until you give me Seth's phone number. I am stuck on Band-Aid Brand, cause Band-Aid stuck on me.
Transplant tanked at 2 a.m.
You okay?
Yeah.
You might want to return this. The part about the spring, you knew there'd always be a spring. How did you know that?
What are you talking about? I didn't give you this book.
You didn't?
Where'd you get it?
Hi. I'm a physician, and I think a patient left that in my office. Is there any way you can tell me who checked it out?
I can't tell you who. I can tell you when.
Okay.
Do it further.
Nice to see you again.
It's weird to see you again.
Weird is nice. You like Hemingway?
Yeah, starting to.
Yeah? As I ate the oysters with their strong taste of the sea and their faint metallic taste, as I drank their cold liquid from each shell and washed it down with the crisp taste of the wine, I lost the empty feeling and began to be happy. He never forgets to describe how things taste. I like that.
Do you come here a lot?
I live here.
What do you do?
Read.
No, I mean you work.
Oh, well, I'm a messenger.
Oh. Well, what kind of messenger? Like a bike messenger?
No, I'm a messenger of God.
Got a message for me?
I already gave it to you.
Well, did you use my pager? Because I usually don't get my messages unless you beep me.
You've definitely been beeped. How is messenger?
He's good. Yeah, the operation went really well.
It was a good day.
It was a good day, yeah. I didn't kill anybody today.
You're an excellent doctor.
How do you know?
I have a feeling.
It's pretty flimsy evidence.
Close your eyes. It's just for a moment. Trust that. You don't trust it enough. Let's go somewhere.
Where?
I don't care.
What do you want to do?
Anything. What's that like? What's it taste like? Describe it, like Hemingway.
Well, it tastes like, a pear. You don't know what a pear tastes like?
I don't know what a pear tastes like to you.
Sweet. Juicy. Soft on your tongue, grainy, like sugary sand that dissolves in your mouth. How's that?
It's perfect.
First time I looked in a microscope, that's when I knew I wanted to be a doctor. Okay, let me have your hand.
What for?
We're going to take a look at your blood.
Not a possibility.
Oh. Men. I suppose you know that a woman's threshold of pain is 9 times higher than a man's. Cells.
That's all you are.
That and all the space in between.
If this is all you are, these cells, then when they die, that's the end.
I don't know. I think so.
How do you explain it?
What?
The enduring myth of heaven.
Well, I used to think that I had it all figured out.
But you didn't?
No. No. Because something happened. Something happened in my OR, and I got this jolt. I got this feeling that there's something bigger out there. There's something bigger than me and bigger than you. And it... Does that sound crazy?
No.
I couldn't fix him. I did everything right. And I couldn't fix him. That's not supposed to happen. And I...
You cried.
Yeah.
Why do people cry?
What do you mean?
I mean, what happens physically?
Well... Tear ducts operate on a normal basis to lubricate and protect the eye, and when you have an emotion, they overact and create tears.
Why? Why do they overact?
I don't know.
Maybe emotion becomes so intense your body just can't contain it. Your mind and your feelings become too powerful. Your body weeps.
I gotta go. Stay right here. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Body surfing days are over. She's got a mean tattoo going there. What does your wife think of that?
That is my wife.
Okay. Check his vitals every 15.
I can't see you, but I know you're there. Go back and tell them that I'm not going. Not yet.
I totally forgot dinner.
Dinner? With who?
Well, he's a... Guy I met, and bumped into him, and then we got something to eat. Did you pack my backpack?
What else?
Well, we talked, and then I got beeped, and then he disappeared. Why did you pack my backpack?
Hero, what are you doing?
I thought we could fly up to Tahoe, use your uncle's cabin, maybe do a little hiking.
What? Oh, God. Is it?
Maggie, it's just a tick. Get a match.
We're not going to burn him, Jordan.
We have to get it to back out. You can't leave the head in.
You can't just be burning tickheads.
Well, then just get some alcohol.
Okay. But no, I don't have any.
You don't have any alcohol?
No, I don't operate here, Jordan.
Well, how about some olive oil?
Okay. All right. Which kind, jalapeno or rosemary?
Rosemary. So, what did you and your friend... What'd you say his name was?
Seth.
What did you two talk about?
Dying. Come on, Jordan. We deal with life and death every day. Why can't we talk about it?
I hope you're not going to become one of those surgeons who prays in the OR.
Can we just talk for a minute?
We can talk while we're camping.
No. Jordan, I can't go camping now.
We need to spend some time together.
Okay. All right, let's see if we can just spend 5 minutes. Let's see if we can just stand still for 5 minutes and just be together.
Doing what?
Just being here.
I'll get the trail map.
No. No, I mean it. Nothing but us.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, just look at me.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
You flinched.
Welcome back. We've been talking to mothers who are also members of the KKK.
Very different about the fast.
You want to watch anything?
The original.
Feeding into the storm and some colder air coming in along.
Me neither.
And some intense shock.
How do you know when I'm here?
Jeez, you look good. I forgot how good everybody looked. 30 years of silence. You got guts, kid. Showing yourself like that, I appreciate that. I do. It's going to make it easier. I got to tell you, I feel fine. You might want to check your orders or something, because I sure as hell don't feel like I'm dying.
You're not dying.
All right. And how come you're hanging around my room all the time? I'm the only guy here with his ass hanging out of his dress. Unless... Could it be... the doctor? Ah, sure. The doctor. Oh, she's pretty. A little flat-chested, but hey, all you need's a handful.
Who are you?
This is good. This is what they call serendipitous. Look that up in the dictionary. You'll see a picture of you and me. Thank you. Okay? Ooh. Okay. You ready to deal? Because I can answer all your questions, friend.
How's the French toast this evening?
Fabulous. Well, set me up. Guess I should introduce myself.
Come on.
Put it in mine.
There you go.
A little tighter. Tighter. There you go, yeah. No, it's too much. Too much, sir. There you go. Good grip. Nathaniel Messenger. Glutton, hedonist, former celestial body, recent addition to the human race.
I don't believe you.
You want proof? You hang out at a library. You can speak every language. You travel with the speed of thought.
And you're reading my mind right now.
Stop that.
You're doing it.
It's impossible.
Some things are true whether you believe them or not.
How?
You choose.
Choose?
To fall. To earth. You take the plunge, the tumble, the dive. You jump off a bridge. You leap out a window. You just make up your mind to do it, and you do it. You wake up all smelly and aching from head to toe and hungrier than you've ever been in your life, only you have no idea what hunger is or any of that stuff, so it's all real confusing and painful, but very, very good.
Human.
Listen, kid. He gave these bozos the greatest gift in the universe. You think he didn't give it to us, too?
Which gift?
Free will, brother. Free will. Couldn't get a job. No past, no training, no ID. Then one day, I was walking past a building site, a skyscraper, and I thought, I could do that. You see, these people down here, a lot of them are afraid of heights, you know what I'm saying? That makes me uniquely qualified. And besides, it feels like a little bit of home up here. And I like what I do. I'm good at it. These things will kill you.
Are there others? Others like you?
Yeah, they're out there. You see them, but most of the time you just walk on by. Nobody likes to think of the old life, you know, what they gave up.
Then why'd you do it?
Daughter, Ruth, her stupid husband, Frank, and my grandkids. Petey's 4, Hannah's 6. And this is my wife, Teresa.
Did you tell her who you were?
I started to try once or twice. Then I thought, why do that to her?
Do what?
It's too much for them. People don't believe in us anymore. Do they still gather together at sunrise?
And sunset, yes.
Take me there?
Can you hear it?
Catch the big wave.
Wait for what? Swim!
Do it, and you do it.
And when you wake up, you're...
Yes.
The smell of the air.
Taste water.
Read a newspaper.
To lie.
Through your teeth. To feed the dog.
Touch her hair.
What are you waiting for? Yes.
Friend Messenger tomorrow.
That's good.
And his family's having a kind of a welcome home party. Are you, will you be going?
Will you be going?
This is Earl.
He told me.
What else does he tell you?
He worries that you never sleep and he loves to see you smile.
Sometimes I think that Earl is the only one who understands me.
What about your boyfriend? Do you love him?
Love? I don't know. I don't know. What does that mean?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Well, it's a word that describes a chemical reaction. It's just crap. I'm full of crap. I wait all day just hoping for one more minute with you. And I don't even know you.
What do you want to know?
Why do you wear the same clothes all the time? Why won't you give me your phone number? Are you married?
No.
Are you homeless?
No.
Are you a drummer? Why don't you ever touch me?
I don't want to hurt you.
Don't hurt me.
Around.
Hey, Doc.
Nah, give me a whole package. Come here.
Thanks for coming.
You look great.
Huh? Is this heaven? Look at this. Come on, let's meet some people. Got an appetite?
Have a beer, Steph. Where are you from?
Up north, Canada.
Oh, yeah?
Listen, can you hear?
Smile, Hannah. How long have you known Seth?
Not very long. But I feel like I've known him forever.
Hey, honey, that hurts.
Just like Grandpa.
Come on. Let's see if the cookies are done. Come on.
Come on, Seth.
Can I help you?
Yeah, great. How did you two meet?
He works with me over at the site. Construction work.
I thought he was a messenger.
Yeah, he's one of those hyphenates. I'll be right back.
Can you cut this up? So what province is it in Canada where you were born?
I wasn't born in Canada.
What are your parents' names?
No parents.
Very delicate hands for a construction worker.
I'm not a construction worker.
Very, very pale hands, you see.
Why did you do that?
Let me see your hand.
No.
What's your last name?
You know my last name.
No, I don't.
Plate.
Seth Plate. I cut you with that knife. I felt it go in. You felt it.
Not the way you do.
The way I do what? What does that mean? You mean the way a doctor does? The way a woman does? What?
The way a human does. I have no sense of touch.
You feel that?
You don't have to be frightened.
Freak! You liar! What are you?
I came to take Mr. Balfour. And I saw you. I couldn't take my eyes off you. You fought for him. And you looked right at me. Like I was a man.
To take Mr. Balfour?
I was there. We're always there in every room.
What are you talking about?
I was there in the stairwell. When you cried for your patient. And I touched you. Remember?
Why are you doing this?
Because I'm in love with you.
I don't believe you. Do you feel that?
You don't want to believe me.
I cannot conceive of it.
Maggie.
Just get out! Get out!
Baby can't sleep.
What?
Has anyone ever seen the baby sleep?
I don't know. Let's check him out.
Okay. Hey, Daddy.
Okay. Coanal atresia. There's hardly any air getting through.
How did you know?
I just knew.
Maggie?
Yeah.
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Pretty intuitive call on the baby.
Think so?
I couldn't have done it better.
Well, that's a compliment.
I'm spending time with you. Will you marry me? We can finally get up to Tahoe, get married on the Nevada side, honeymoon, and be back before we miss a case. What do you want me to do? Get down on my knees? What do you want me to say? We belong together. We're the same species.
Jordan.
I'm not... You know I'm not very good at matters of the heart. I mean, the proverbial heart. Please be my wife. Just think about it.
Breathe in. Breathe in.
I'm good.
I don't understand a God who would let us meet if there's no way we could ever be together.
He didn't tell you.
Tell me what?
Maybe you should ask him.
No, I'm asking you.
Seth knows no fear, no pain, no hunger. He hears music in the sunrise. But he'd give it all up. He loves you that much.
Well, I don't understand.
He can fall. He can give up his existence as he knows it. He can give up eternity and become... one of us. It's up to you.
How do you know this?
Because I did it.
I need to talk to you. Seth.
are so beautiful. You'll always be that way. Jordan asked me to go away with him, get married. He knows me. He knows the demands of my work.
You don't love him.
He and I are the same. And I want that. And I want somebody who can feel my hand when I touch him.
But you can feel me. You felt me.
I want to say goodbye. I don't want to see you again.
Can't be in here.
Do you see me?
Do you see me? Can you see me?
Oh, yeah. We can see you, all right.
Yeah, your invisible drug will off.
Is this blood? This is blood!
Is it red?
Red. Is it red? Color.
What color would a drug you took? Better get your butt out of here. You got somewhere to go?
Maggie. Down and down and down I go. Round and round and round I go. Round and spin. Love in the spin I'm in. Love in that old black magic called love. Love. Hi. Hello. I was wondering if you could tell me how to get to the county hospital.
Jenna, did you hear? Lee!
My breath. Fred! Thank you, Rice.
Are you a patient?
No, I just need a fireplace.
Then you'll just have to call her office. I'm sure someone there will be able to help you.
Do you know where she is?
No, sir, I do not know where she is.
Well, but we have this computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, all this technology. Can't you just look her up? Anne! Where's Maggie?
Is your friend of Maggie's? What happened to you? Oh, sorry. It's okay.
I fell.
Evidently. Off a train?
I fell in love. Anne? Please help me find her.
She went to Lake Tahoe. Her uncle has a cabin on the Nevada side. But wait!
Are you there? Hello?
Tahoe. I'm going to Reno. I'm going to Tahoe. Hop in. We'll figure it out when we get there.
Give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. When sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
Too late.
Too late.
Jordan.
I couldn't marry Jordan. I'm in love with you. What happened?
Free will.
Warm.
I Keene. I always asked the dying what they liked best about living. Wrote it down in my book. This is it. This is what I like best.
You haven't even started yet. We have our whole lives together. You and me, Mr. and Mrs. Plate.
Thank you.
Maggie?
Seth.
I'll get help.
You're here.
I should get help.
No, don't go. The driver went. Please stay with me. I'm scared. I screwed up.
No.
I wanted to show you everything.
You will.
You came all this way. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, God, no, Maggie. To touch you and to feel you. To be able to hold your hand right now. Do you know what that means to me? Do you know how much I love you? Keep looking at me, okay? Look right in my eyes, okay?
Someone's out there.
Maggie! Don't look at them. Please, Maggie, no. Please don't you look at them.
Is this what happens?
Yes. This is what happens.
I'm not afraid. When they asked me what I like the best, I'll tell them it was you.
Can't see you, but I know you're there.
I'm sorry.
Get out.
Seth.
Was it you? Were you the one? Were you there?
No.
Why did he do this?
I don't know.
Because her number was up?
What do you want me to say?
Am I being punished?
You know better than that. That's life. You're living now. And one day, you'll be dying. What's it like?
What?
Yes.
It's wonderful.
If you'd known this was going to happen, would you have done it?
I would rather have had one breath of her hair. One kiss of her mouth. One touch of her hand. Than an eternity without it. One.
But you, you're